Got to go. Going to be around the station. And if anything comes up, just feel free to give us a holler. All right? God bless.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you. And since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forged a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Get a load of
this is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, our Father in heaven. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that you would summon your children together, my Father, to sit at your feet, Father, and just to allow you to wrap your arms around us, Father, and love us and share your love, Father, with us, and even most important, Father, your will and your desire for our lives, Father. What an honor, what a privilege. That you would summon us. For no man can come to you except he be drawn by your spirit. So thank you, Father, for this awesome opportunity, this invitation, that we can come boldly to your throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. You're an awesome God, Father, and there's none like you in all the earth. No, Lord, there's none like you in all the earth. But we have fixed this in our hearts and in our mind, that you are God, and there is none like you. You declare the end from the beginning. And, Lord, your counsel will stand. So, again, we count it an honor and a privilege, my Father, that you would summon us. Hallelujah. 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 Now we ask you, Father, to anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the spirit of man, so that we would not only hear your word, Father, but that we might receive your word. And that not only we might hear and receive your word, Father, give us wisdom, Lord. Give us the ability to apply your word to our everyday lives. For therein is the fruit of the Spirit, Father, the application of your word. Help us to walk upright before you. Forgive us of our faults and mistakes, Father, as we sojourn through this land. For as we look into our lives, Father, and we look at the standard that you set for us, we see how far below our rights and privileges we live in, and we see how we are yet in our sin. So we ask you, Father, to forgive us as we walk out of this darkness, as we walk out of sin as we are, into the marvelous light, into the righteousness that we have in Christ Jesus. Forgive us. And lead us not into the distractions of the world, Lord, and all the things of the world, Lord, the sin and the evil, the good and the bad. But lead us in the path of righteousness, Lord. Lead us in the ways, Father, your ways for our lives. Not our will, my Father, but your kingdom come and your will be done in our lives. Here on earth, just like it is in heaven. Now give us this day, Father, what we have need of, our daily bread, Father. Feed us with knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And as always, my Father, we'll be careful to make sure that we give you all of the credit, all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise, my Father. For thine is the kingdom. And the power and the glory, not only now, my Father, but for all eternity. Once again, what a mighty God you are. Now speak through these lips of clay for us to our needs as we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Holy Spirit, have your way. We give you free reign over this radio broadcast today. And I don't say less of me and more of you. I say none of me and all of you. You need a body, you can use this body to minister to the needs of God's people. I count it an honor and a privilege. Now, Holy Ghost, have your way. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Once again, what a privilege and what an honor. You know, I say that all the time, but I don't thank you. You know, that ain't just a saying. That's real. I mean, I don't know how to put it into words. How real that is. Boy, it's an honor, and it's a privilege. And every time I go before people, man, to minister to them, I always bow my head. I always bow my head to them, like I'm doing right now in this radio station. I'm just bowing my head. You can't see it, but I'm just bowing my head to this microphone in honor of you, because I know if you come, if you listen to this radio broadcast, let me tell you something. Well, you're a king. And you're a queen if you're in a female body. You're a ruler. And whenever you come into the company of kings and queens, it's just diplomatic courtesy to bow. So I bow before every last one of you under the sound of my voice, and I say, what an honor and what a privilege it is to serve you, the bread of life. But you know, God must think something of us. That he will summon us, man, past the gates of thanksgiving, past the course of praise, past the holy place, all the way behind the veil. You didn't hear that a lot in Christianity, you know. But I'm talking about the reality of that. All the way behind the veil. To cut to the chase, man, all the way, man, back into the presence of the Most High God. Let me go all the way back. Oh, Lord. Past the gates. That's past our salvation. past the course of praise, it's past our worship and our adoration. Past the holy place, it's past our congregation and our ministries and our and our church service and all the things that we do for him. Past that. Past, excuse me. Past church. Church as we know it, past that. All the way, man, into the very presence of the Most High God. Can you imagine that? Listen, past your faith, past your belief, past whatever, past even those, past all of that, past the gates of thanksgiving. That's thanks for all that he done, boy. And the greatest thing he done, he redeemed our life from destruction and restored everything that we lost in Adam back to us. Past that, because that's a done deal. Past, man, the course of praise. That's all our worship and all our adoration and all the things. Yeah, all of that, past that. And all those are great things. Pass our church services. Pass our all the way, man, behind the veil, all the way into the very presence of the Most High God. Oh, Lord. That's the invitation. Well, let me tell you something. Well, this. That's something that always ring in my heart and been ringing in my heart, I know, for probably the last 20 years since I came across a lady that ministered a word in my life. Boy, and it never, my life never been the same. What else is going on in our God? I'm going to say that again, boy. There's a going on in God. I don't care where you are at in your life right now. I don't care what your circumstance, what your situation, what your deal is, man. There's a going on from in God. You can arise from your now, boy, and get to your greater. I don't, and you can arise from your greater right now and get to a greater. I don't care what it is. You can be at rock bottom. You can be the worst in the worst. You can be in the worst condition that there could be. You can be the very low or the mountaintop. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Father. Past that. Hallelujah. Past that. Lord, I count it an honor to be able to minister to your people through this radio broadcast. Past that. All the way, man, into the very presence of the Lord. And it don't matter what state you're in, you can come boldly into that. I just want that to sink in, you know, an invitation that God has given to. And most people listening to the radio broadcast are people who believe in the Lord. And to the world out there, you know, it's a different thing. But I'm talking to the children of God through this radio broadcast. Because if you listen to this radio broadcast, that means your heart is tender toward God. So you already believe in God. Are you searching or are you looking for God? Boy, you tuned in to the right one today. If it's your first time tuning in, but boy, look at here, your search is over. Everything that you've been looking for, God has come on the radio broadcast to give all of us, man, and remind all of us who have already received the invitation, man, to pray for us for it. Boy. Come, all you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance, all of the kingdom of heaven, not some, not most, all of the kingdom of heaven. That was prepared for us before the foundations of the world. That was prepared for us.